to the least of us? Was my worship more than just a song?
No darkness too great that your love cannot overtake. There is no stronghold too strong that your love cannot tear it down. There is a hope that's alive. I feel it burning on the inside. There is a blood that's overcome. King of kings, let your kingdom come.
Let every heart, let every soul praise you, Lord. Let all of the earth, all of creation praise your name.
You are the God who restores. With just one word, the world was full. You are the spirit whose light is breaking forth like the dawn from night. You are the one who holds the key, and every battle is your victory. You're the fear that's overcome. King of kings, let your kingdom come. And let every heart, let every soul praise you, Lord. Let all of the earth, all of creation praise your name. Let every heart, let every soul praise you, Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Let all of creation praise your name. Your light is brighter than the sun, stronger than the grave. In your room, your love has overcome the darkest of days. Your light is brighter than the sun, is stronger than the grave. There is no, his love has overcome the darkest of days. Let all of the earth, all of creation praise your name. Thing we're singing that we'll praise him, but we're not really praising. Maybe it's just my suspicion. But every time I think about my praise for God, I can always think about going a little harder or going a little deeper, pressing past everything I've been through. I can never praise him enough. And if you think that you've praised him enough, you're dead wrong. And I'm sorry to tell you that this morning, that you need to praise a little harder. Need to praise a little longer. Lift your hands a little higher. Raise your voice to the Lord. We praise your name. Come on and praise his name. Oh, we praise your name. Let every heart, let every soul. Let all of the earth, all of creation praise your name. Come on, church. Let every heart, let every soul praise you, Lord. All of the earth, let all of the earth, all of creation praise your name. at the light that you bring when you walk into the room. Every heart starts brand new. Nothing matters more just to sit here at your feet and worship you.
Yeah.
more. There's nothing that matters more. We love you. We'll never stop.
Sin was come on, lift up that powerful name today. Hallelujah. Come on, I said lift him up. Come on. Lift up the powerful name of Jesus. Come on. The one who's able to do exceedingly abundantly. Come on. Above everything you could ask, think, or imagine. Come on. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Death couldn't hold him. Hallelujah. I was thinking earlier, death couldn't hold him. And you know what? Everything up to death that you're going through is not a match for the Lord Jesus. Come on. No matter what you're going through, they may say you should have been taken out, but you know what? God's got the final say. Amen. God's got the final say. I love Psalm 46. I've got an old Bible that I made a bad mistake one night when I was talking out in a parking lot of a church where Pastor Joy and I were visiting for revival. And I just inadvertently laid my Bible up on top of the car. And we got carried away in conversation and just finally just walked into the church. And I never realized that I left my Bible on top of the car until I was in the church and I heard a tremendous thunderstorm coming down, rain. And so I ruined a very nice King James Thompson Chain Reference Study Bible. Just ruined it. But how many of you know you never throw the Bible away? Amen. I got one buried in the foundation of my home that I built 16 years ago. Rolled it up and put it into cinder blocks and poured cement on top of it. I got one in the top of my boathouse with a bungee cord wrapped around it. That's the Bible that I just told you about. And people have asked me from time to time as they've walked out on the pier, what's that Bible up there for? I said, well, let me just tell you this. I've lived here for a long time, and I've watched every pier on this river and every boathouse float away and get destroyed. But I said, I opened mine up to Psalm 46, and I wrapped bungee cords around it. And for some reason, my pier's been there, okay? I don't know. Amen. My pier's never been destroyed. Amen. Psalm 46. This is for you who are struggling with stuff. Amen. Anything that, from a little thing all the way up to death, God is your refuge and your strength. He's an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Somebody say fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Some of you are walking through some places where mountains are quaking around you. Amen. Jobs in jeopardy. COVID's in the atmosphere. Family members disagreeing with you. Relationships are challenged. But there's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Somebody say Afghanistan. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. I love the psalmist because they start to pour out their laments and then they settle in the end of the psalm. And they start to give honor where honor's due. The Lord Almighty is with us. Come on, say the Lord Almighty is with me. Come on. Come on, just say it from your mouth. The Lord Almighty is with me. Come on, one more time. The Lord Almighty is with me. Come on, say it again. The Lord Almighty is with me. You're here today because the Lord Almighty is with you. Then he says, the God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done. Amen. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations that he's brought on the earth. He's the one who makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear, burns the shield with fire. I love this part. One day I was standing in the grocery line complaining about how they needed to open more registers. They just get a life around here and open another register. And the Lord spoke to me and said, this is about as still as you've been all day. Shut up. I said, what? The Lord said, be still. You're in a line that might take you 10 minutes to get out of here, but just be still. And I stood there and cried. Somebody walked up to me and said, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm just being still. Okay. Be still and know that I'm God. God will use a lot of things to get you to be still. Okay. Maybe that's where you are right now. Maybe he's got your attention through something. And you've been more still in the last few days or the last few weeks than you've been in a long time, because you've come to a realization that, you know what? He is God. Amen. Come on, give him praise. He's God. He says, be still and know that I'm God. I'll be exalted among the nations, and I'll be exalted in the earth. And he closes the psalm by saying, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Can I just tell you today, prophetically, the God of Jacob is your fortress. The God of Jacob is your fortress. Father, we just come before you today with gratitude in our hearts. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are in control. You are in control. Nothing has caught you by surprise. That's why Scott Wolf is sitting on the back pew today. Nothing caught you by surprise. Amen. Cancer is just a word when it comes to you. That's why Baron Shamley today is talking, because nothing catches you by surprise. Amen. You're the God of Jacob. You're the God of our refuge. You're a restoring God. You're a transforming God. That's why Virginia Gatlin is in Maryland today, just memorializing her daughter, God, because you took her there to bring memory and love and capture her attention and give thanks, God, for a life of 60 years. Lord, we thank you, God, that there's nothing impossible for you today in this house. That's why you're reaching out your hand right now and touching your people. You're releasing inspiration and courage today in the hearts of your people, Lord. And so, God, help us also to be still and just acknowledge that you are the God who is in control and you do not fail. You do not fail. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, Brittany, sing that chorus one more time and let's just worship the Lord together. Hallelujah. Death could not hold him. Come on. Death could not hold him. Let's sing about Jesus for just a moment. Hallelujah.
Death could not hold him.
Come on, think about it. Put your hands together for the Lord today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, we want to say to our online audience today, for those of you who are watching, listen, enter into worship with us. Enter into worship with us. Just make contact with the Spirit of God right where you are, no matter where you are, what country you're in, no matter where you are. His name is powerful. No matter where you are, His name is powerful and strong and mighty. He's the Almighty God. And He's the one, the only one, who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could think, ask, or imagine. The name of Jesus. Lord, help us to lift your name so that in this community, God, a standard can be raised for righteousness. Help us to lift your name so that in this county, in this region, a standard of righteousness can be raised. Strengthen other ministries, God, as we come alongside in partnership in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, you should smile at somebody before you sit down this morning. Come on. Turn and smile at somebody. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Thank you, worship team, for leading us in the wonderful presence of God today. I'm Pastor Wallace, lead pastor here at Carpenter Shop International Church. We're so glad that you are here with us today. God's a good God. Amen? He's a good God. And I just pray that the Lord will speak to your hearts today throughout the service. We're come to a time now where we get a chance to reach into our pockets, our checkbooks, pull out a card or whatever way you give. You can text it. You can give on the church app. You can do push pay. You can do all kinds of ways. We'll take your money any kind of way you're willing to release it, all right? And we take it with joy because you know what? God uses your tithes. Somebody say my tithe. God uses your tithes to meet the needs of this house. What a light bill. How would you like to have this light bill? Amen. What a bill for electricity in the hot of summer or either in the cold of winter. But you know what? You make it happen. You put us in great shape financially, and we are thankful today for your giving, for your generosity. It makes it all possible. It makes it all possible for us to be this service in 182 nations of the earth. Come on. 182 nations. You guys are giving to missions in incredible ways. I just marvel at your generosity and thank God for what you do to make ministry possible right here from Ahoskie, North Carolina. Amen. And so now we get an opportunity to give. If you'd like to come forward and drop your funds in the buckets, feel free to do so. We stopped passing them a little over a year ago, and it hasn't affected anything. You guys are great, great, and very generous, and we appreciate that. So if you need to come forward and drop it in, feel free to do so at this time. Praise God. You know, one of the wonderful aspects of ministry here for us is that we get a chance to sow into the lives of people who have discovered that there are life-controlling issues, that things that have tried to creep in and try to take control of your life. You know, I remember when, you've heard me preach this before, I could take you to the very spot about milepost 11 in Nag's Head where I just chose to open the door to alcohol in my life. I could take you to the very spot. I wasn't of age. I was young, and I was hanging around people that were not young. They were older than me, and they influenced me to open the door to alcohol. And for me, that was a bad thing. It took me a long time to get beyond it. It took me a long time to get to the place where I was replacing breakfast with beer. Just get up in the morning and start drinking again. And it took me a long time to get deliverance from that. And I thank God for Celebrate Recovery. I thank God for a ministry that meets with people right where they are and coaches them and encourages them and also celebrates their victories. Amen? Celebrates their victories. When God does something incredible and they respond, and by His grace and mercy, they're able to make huge steps of accomplishment. So our director for Celebrate Recovery at Carpenter Shop International Church is Julie Rasko. Julie and Abdul are going to be coming on the platform here. Come on. Yes, come on up. And they want to make some presentation this morning, so we just thank God for all that He's accomplished.
Thank you, Pastor. Well, Miss Yvonne and Miss Deb, join me up here. So, Miss Deb, I am so proud of all the work that you have accomplished since joining us in February. I know that it hasn't been an easy journey for you, but with the Lord, all things are possible. So here is your chip. And I'm just so proud of you and looking forward to all that God has in store for you. Miss Yvonne. So how I started the desire to start the Celebrate Recovery in the daytime was actually Miss Yvonne's 1 year anniversary of her sobriety. That same week we had a revival and I just said, Lord, the answer is yes. What is it that you want me to do? And it was to start a daytime Celebrate Recovery. So here we are 4 years later. Miss Yvonne sobriety.
I love you,
Miss Yvonne. I'm so proud of you. Thank you.
Praise God. I thank God for the ministry of Celebrate Recovery. Every week when I come into Ahoskie, I see that billboard out on the highway. And that's my moment when I'm reminded, you know, pray for that ministry. Pray for all that God has done and is doing through that ministry. If you know anyone who has a life-controlling circumstance that they're dealing with, it doesn't have to be alcohol or drugs. It could be some sort of dysfunction that has sidetracked them. And if you just like to introduce them to Celebrate Recovery, we meet at 10 o'clock on Wednesday mornings and also 7 o'clock Wednesday nights. And it's just a tremendous opportunity. And thank you for praying for that ministry. You know, one of the joys also of ministry is raising up leaders. Amen? Raising up individuals who feel the call of God upon their life and helping them channel through those strategic places to get them from where they are to ultimately where God has called them. And I remember a little over a year ago preaching that message. Hey, if you feel like God's called you into ministry, I want you to get up out of your seat and come and stand at this altar. One of those 13 who stood that morning was Julie Rasko. Amen? And I believe that, amen, go ahead, give the Lord praise for that. And I told those individuals, I said, hey, one by one, we'll get you in the pulpit, okay? And I can tell you after 40 years, I asked her this morning, I said, so how are you feeling? She said, a little bit nervous. I said, well, no discouragement, but I've been in the ministry for 40 years, and every Sunday of my life, I get a little bit nervous. Come on. Amen. But God, amen. And you know what? Never take that nervousness for granted, because it's just the fear of the Lord that you trust him and that you believe God's going to take you and use you. So would you pray with me now? Julie's going to preach her very first, somebody say number one, her very first sermon today, all right? Amen? All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you today just thanking you, Lord, that the word you gave to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and ordained you a prophet to the nations, has become real to Julie Rasko. Father, I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is able to break yokes and bondages. Father, I thank you for the hearers today, not only in this room, but hundreds that are watching online today. Father, would you take the words that she shares today? Would you anoint them for your glory and for your honor? In Jesus' strong name, amen. God bless you, Julie.
So in my nervousness, I did forget to mention a couple others that are coming to CR and have really made strides in their recoveries. And like Pastor said, it's not just addiction. It's for any life-altering circumstance, whether it be depression, anxiety, or a death, any of that. So if you know anyone, we're here 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. All right. So my message today is faith over fear. Many times over the past year and a half, people were fearful, and even now they continue to be with the pandemic and all that it brought. The media, the numbers, was it this news reporting agency had accurate numbers, or was it this one? The possibility of getting the virus, losing jobs, hours cut, stores closing, restaurants closed, only open for takeout, travel bans, having to pay for with exact cash, limiting where you could go and when, and not being able to find supplies or things in the stores. The control the government was doing, it was an election year, so rioting, racial unjust, the election, and all that that had entailed, that was a whole nother separate issue. What about other things in our day-to-day life when it's not a pandemic or an election year? Bills, health, maybe how will I feed my family? More life-altering things like watching a loved one go through cancer treatment or yourself having cancer treatments, having a miscarriage or getting into a car accident. A fear could be big for one person and small for another. Because it's your fear, no one can say how big or small it is. It's yours to deal with. So do we succumb to the fear or do we trust the Lord? Do we try to problem solve and take things into our own hands or do we wait on the Lord? If we are honest, we usually try to come up with a solution without seeking God. Unfortunately, there isn't a limit to what our brains can concoct that potentially is fearful. Some of it is legitimate and some of it is irrational. So the night the Lord put this sermon on my heart, everyone was asleep in my house. Mind you, our whole house is hardwood floors. So if something were to fall on the floor, it's loud. Well, I hear a bang, so my eyes pop open, and I instantly think someone's trying to break into our house. So I get up, I get some protection, and I go and I peep out all the windows on all the sides of my house. I check the doors. I don't see anything. I don't see anyone. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go back to bed. Well, then my mind starts traveling down this rabbit hole of what if it was a different window I didn't check? What if it was a different door? What if it's in the garage? All kinds of things. And then I quickly realized that the Lord has protected our home and protected us through all kinds of things, hurricanes, storms, thunderstorms, whatever. So why now would he fail me and not protect our home? Our house has never been broken into. So I realized it was Satan trying to come and kill, steal, and destroy, because that's what Satan does. So that's how this sermon was birthed, because I started talking to the Lord and just about fear and different scriptures started coming to my mind. Well, come to find out, the dog's bone fell off of Jalen's bed and hit the floor, and that's what the noise was. So, and that had, this whole incident happened just a couple days after talking to Pastor about how well Andy did preaching and that there was no way that I could ever do this. Again, that's fear. And so the Lord had called me to do it. He's going to equip me with it. He has given me the words to share with y'all today. So all we have to do is be obedient. We can find hope and an anchor in the storm that is fear in Jesus, because he has a lot to say about fear in Scripture. Fear not is a common reminder in the Word, because we are often forgetful and we can try to imagine the future before it has ever even happened, leading to a lot of fear and anxiety. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." So if you're taking notes, I have 4 points that you can do to grow your faith. 1, request faith. Luke 17:5-6, the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." He replied, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." And in James, it tells us, "We have not because we ask not." If we are asking for something that is of God, he will give it to us. But most of the time, we ask for the wrong things. We don't ask for the things of God, or it is the wrong time for God to give it to us. 2, read the word. The more you read the word, you learn his promises and what a faithful God he is. Psalms 119:105 says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." You know, the more we read his word, we get more familiar with all of his promises. He has much more promises than just faith for us. And through all these life challenges that everyone is going through, it's just comforting to be in His Word, to get what we need at different times. The third one is respond favorably. Do it afraid, whatever it might be. Maybe it's trying to return to normalcy because of the pandemic, something in a relationship. Maybe it's God's calling in your life, calling to apologize and make amends to a friend or a family member. I don't know what it is, but you know what your fear is or what you're nervous to do. Step out in faith and let the Lord meet you there. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Fourth, recharge intentionally. Stay connected here at church. Bible studies, men and women's ministry events, youth, Celebrate Recovery. There is literally something for everyone here at Carpenter Shop International Church for you to get connected. There's regular Bible study Wednesday night. It's so important that we develop godly relationships and friendships, because when the storms of life come, we need to reach out to our support people for prayer and encouragement. Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. Jesus reminds us that we can trust God as our good, good Father. He will fight for us, He will cover us and protect us. He will calm the storms in our minds and in our hearts. All He asks is that we turn our eyes from our fears to Him. If we aren't careful, we can try to take things into our own hands and fix situations instead of leaning on the Lord and trusting Him in whatever the situation may be. What we do try to handle, the situation may be not necessarily be a bad thing, but the Lord's plan is greater. We can either seek the Lord before a situation occurs or seek Him after to ask Him to correct the situation or the mess that we have made. Are we going to follow His plan or our plan? The scripture I'm about to reference, you all have heard it before, but if you listen to these words and really digest the words, it's incredibly comforting to know our Heavenly Father is with us. He is covering us in His blood, protecting us when we come and go from our homes and all that we do. Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home, for He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't ever hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras, and you will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. I encourage you to read this verse daily and try to memorize it. There is so much in this, well, in this scripture, it's not verse, in this scripture, because he's talking about safety of our home, safety, send the angels around us as we go to and fro. Just open your eyes and see how wicked are punished. So it's just so much just in this one scriptures that the Lord promises to us. The phrase, do not be afraid, is written in the Bible 365 times. That's a daily reminder from God to live every day being fearless. Now, Yes, we are to live fearless, but God also has given us wisdom and discernment. So it doesn't mean just go out there and act reckless and God's got us. It means to walk in the power that he has given us, that he promises us in his word. Sometimes there are things in life that we go through that it's incredibly hard to hold on to faith. But we need to remember what God promises us. We need to remember that he is with us no matter what we go through. That he is never going to leave us nor forsake us. So, my sermon was a little short. I'm already at the point that says, as the worship team comes back up. I got a little bit more, though. I got a little bit more. So if the worship team does want to come back up and join me. Something happens when you step out of your seat and come to the altar to leave your fears and your anxieties at the foot of the cross. It's an exchange for his perfect peace. You don't have to carry out what you carried in with you. Your fears, anxieties, stress, sickness, whatever, like we sang about earlier. Darkness flees when he enters the room. So whatever you may be going through today, I ask that you please come to the altar and leave it, whatever it may be. Nothing is too big or too small. Jesus hung on the cross and said it was finished so that we could rest in him, so that we could bring our burdens to him. So come, all who are weary, and lay your burdens at the foot of the cross.
There's one thing that I feel like we're afraid of, is we're afraid of what happens if we come up here. What happens if today I encounter God and my life completely changes, and the way I've lived my life every single day up until this point, it has to go and it has to change, and I've got to do it a different way because I'm no longer living for myself and I'm living for Christ. What happens? I come up here and I meet the Father and I'm overwhelmed by the Spirit, and I start to change. And all those barriers that I put in my life and all the dots that I've got, everything all together, it all falls apart, and I become new. See, what we're afraid of is we're afraid of living for Christ, for dropping everything and following Him. We're afraid to take up the cross and go to the altar and pour ourselves out and say, it's not my will anymore, Lord. I'm not living for myself, but I'm living for You now. And I'm not afraid of what everybody thinks. Oh, you talk different. Oh, you're not doing all these things that I've known you to be, because I'm not that person anymore. I know I've came in this house Sunday after Sunday and just sat there, but today I'm not afraid to make a change and to step out on the water. And I'm not afraid that God might actually do something in my life. That's what we need, to overcome the fear of actually being overcame by the Spirit of God and meeting Him and witnessing His power. Because I'm willing to bet that most of us in here have never really experienced it, because we're too afraid of what might happen. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid no more.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. 2020 was a very challenging year, and 2021 has been very challenging for some. And with this new COVID variant, we aren't sure where things are headed. But remember to keep your faith in the Lord and not in man.
Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Stay right there. Praise the Lord. Come on. How many of you are glad that at Carpenter Shop we invest in other people? Come on. Amen? We invest in other people. I do have a couple of questions. The night the big noise took place in your house, where was Abdul? Where was he? Where was he at? Come on, man. Let's pray that God will just give Abdul better ears, all right? Come on. Abdul, I'm in the same club, man. My wife said thieves could come in and take everything you own and you would be sleeping. Amen? Sleep is a gift from God. And then I have a second question. What's protection? Amen? Boom. She grabbed a gun. Listen, I got news for you. This isn't a prophecy. This is common sense. Don't go to the Rasco house after dark. All right? All right? Come on. Give the Lord praise. You know, just a couple of months ago, Joel preached, and God has opened doors for him to go in other places. And I remember him saying to me the following day, Pastor, there was nothing like that experience of feeling, you know, God chose to use me. Listen, he's going to honor his word. The one who's delivering it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. And the altars were full this morning with people who responded emotionally and heartfully to overcome some of those fears. You know, some of you that are standing, that maybe you didn't come to the altar. Maybe there's issues that you know the Lord. You just need to release all those things to him. Do that today. Do that today. Man, I see so many new faces today. We're glad you're here with us. Go by the table in the foyer there and receive a free gift. We'd like to register your visit with us today. Thank you so much for being a part of Carpenter Shop Church. And listen, be warned now. I don't preach 10 minutes, okay? I don't preach 15 minutes. So when you come and I'm preaching, all right, praise the Lord. Amen. Don't forget, Wednesday night. How many of y'all enjoyed last Sunday? Last Sunday was just unique, wasn't it? This Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, our ladies have chosen to start moving. Amen. So they're going to offer you an exercise class upstairs in the youth room at 6 o'clock Wednesday night. If you'd like to come, this is ladies now, guys. Don't go into class, okay? All right? This is for women, all right? They're going to get me. If you want to start something, start it, okay? But not in the women's class, all right? 6 and 6:30. So if you want to exercise with them, just come on out in something comfortable, and it'll be an awesome time for you. Also, men. Somebody say men. Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, right here at the church. Joel Tapscott's going to meet you here Saturday morning. Don't forget it. Sausage and pancakes and a study in the Word of God from Ecclesiastes. All right? God has opportunities for you. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Bible study in the parables with Pastor Mike. Celebrate recovery, youth, kids ministries. All right? We just finished a class with Mary Harper. That's concluded right now. She's going to take a few weeks of rest and come back with another topic, strong and powerful from God's Word. So get connected, as Julie said today. It's important, guys, especially in the days that we are alive and the days that we're heading. Listen, it's not going to get any better on planet Earth, okay? You better be connected. Look, Psalm 91, Julie, I did that 25 years ago. He that dwelleth in the secret hiding place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. I can keep on going, but I'm not for the sake of time. Memorize that entire chapter for yourself. Come on, join me. How many of you will take the challenge? Memorize Psalm 91. Because guess what's in Psalm 91? COVID-19. All right? It's right in there. Not a disease will come near your dwelling, all right? God will protect you. God will watch over you. But this is a conditional psalm. It's not, you don't just read the psalm and memorize it and everything's taken care of if you make the Most High your dwelling place. If, okay? He that dwelleth in the secret place. Some of you are not in the secret place. Some of y'all outside in the churchyard just kind of, you know, hey, yeah, I'm a part of the church. And you know that your heart is not really in the right place. You're just kind of, you know, you're close, but you're just not really fully surrendered. I don't say that. I say that in a spirit of love today. You must surrender your life, every part of it, and make Him your dwelling place. You study that and ask the Lord to reveal to you, God, what does that really mean? Okay? God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday, would you? And give the Lord the glory due His name. Come on, let's clap our hands together. Thank you, Julie. The Lord, thank you.